This is A Coastal Story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. The end, when it came, was terse. In a Trinity House notice to mariners, issued on the 13th of May, 2021. South coast of England, latitude 49 degrees, 54.459 minutes north, longitude 002 degrees, 53.744 minutes west. Date, on or about the 14th of August, 2021. Amendment. Light vessel to be permanently withdrawn, and a lighted buoy named Channel established in lieu. On the 16th of March 1978, the supertanker Amoco Cadiz passed Ushant on the western tip of Brittany and turned into the English Channel, making for Lyme Bay. The weather was awful. When the ship was 16 nautical miles west of Port Saul, it made a turn to avoid passing too close to an oncoming vessel. Inexplicably, the rudder jammed, full to port. Unable to free it, the captain killed the ship's engines. The 223,000-ton tanker was at the mercy of the sea. The wind was blowing hard from the northwest, pushing the Amoco Cadiz towards the coast. Despite the best efforts of captain, crew, and the tugboat Pacific, the vessel ran aground on rocks just over a mile off the Breton coast. The heavy seas caused the ship to break in two, and then into several pieces. Every last drop of the 1.6 million barrels of crude oil went into the water. That's about 58 million gallons. The oil drifted in a slick 12 miles long and washed up along more than 100 miles of the Breton coastline. It killed more than 20,000 seabirds. The number of oysters, mollusks and sea urchins killed was estimated at more than a million. On some beaches, oil soaked almost 2 feet down into the sand. Amoco was ordered to pay $200 million in compensation to the French government. All because of a rudder that stuck. If the Amoco Cadiz hadn't had to make that turn to stay clear of another vessel, if it had just been able to sail on up the channel, one of the biggest environmental disasters in European history might never have happened. In response, the International Maritime Organization introduced a traffic separation scheme to the English Channel in order to avoid similar disasters in the future. It was a new measure for one of the busiest stretches of water in the world. As an extra visual aid to shipping to mark the new division, at the western end of the channel in 1979, the Trinity House lightship, LV-15, was placed there, roughly 35 miles north-northwest of Guernsey. It was called the Channel Light Vessel. For the first 10 years, the ship was crewed by Trinity House lighthouse keepers. Then, in 1989, as part of a general program of automation, the Channel Light Vessel was replaced by a ship that required no crew. The Channel Light Vessel Automatic. It's a name familiar to late-nighters and early risers who listen to the shipping forecast, as it's one of the coastal stations used to put together maritime weather reports.
7 rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest 5, 11 miles. 1008 rising more slowly. Silly automatic. Northwest 3.
But after more than 40 years, the traffic separation scheme in the English Channel is now well established. As Channel Light Vessel Automatic is not marking any physical danger to shipping, Trinity House has decided to take the vessel out of commission. It will be replaced by a large safe water Mark Buoy. Not as nice to look at as a shiny red lightship, but much easier and cheaper to maintain. This will leave only 7 active British light vessels, all of them in southern waters. The F3 light vessel east of Ramsgate, the East Goodwin light vessel over the Goodwin Sands off Deal, Greenwich light vessel on the Prime Meridian off the coast of Sussex, Sandetti light vessel north of Calais, the Seven Stones light vessel west of Land's End, the Sunk light vessel in the Thames estuary, and the Varne light vessel on the Varne sandbank off Dover in the English Channel. The Magnificent Seven, you might call them. Well, I might. We'll still hear Channel Light Vessel Automatic in the late night and early morning shipping forecasts until the middle of August. Then the ship will be hitched to a Trinity House vessel and towed to a new home. There might be some kind of ceremony. I hope there will be. At 42, it might not be one of the oldest names to feature in the shipping forecast, but it's certainly one of the most evocative. The new buoy will still be sending weather reports back as a coastal station, and still cropping up in the shipping forecast, but just under the name Channel. Who knows what the fate of Channel Light Vessel Automatic might be? Perhaps it'll be deployed somewhere else. Maybe, like the old Spurn lightship at Kingston-upon-Hull, it will become a museum. The first Channel Light Vessel, LV-15, is now moored in the Blackwater Estuary, close to Tollesbury Marina in Essex, where it's used by youth groups and disadvantaged children to learn seafaring skills. If it was down to me, and let's face it, it should be, it would be turned into a floating museum of the shipping forecast, telling the whole story from Robert Fitzroy and the early storm cones to, well, to the decommissioning of Channel Light Vessel Automatic. I'd even be happy to run it, and live on it. It just needs someone else to pay for it. In the meantime, enjoy just a few more weeks of the Channel Light Vessel Automatic in the shipping forecast. Still directing the traffic. The legacy of a dark episode in the environmental history of our waters, but one that literally brought us light.
Southwest, 4, 9 miles, 1001, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by south, 5, 2 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Silly automatic. Southwest, 5.
That was a coastal story, and I'm Charlie Connolly. This seems an opportune moment to remind you that I've written books on both the shipping forecast and the English Channel. They're called Attentional Shipping, A Journey Round the Shipping Forecast, and The Channel, and they're available from all good bookshops. Don't forget, Coastal Stories is on Twitter at Podcast Coastal. That's at Podcast Coastal. And you can donate to keep the podcast going via ko-fi.com/coastalstories. That's ko-fi.com/coastalstories. And the usual thanks to everyone who's donated the price of a pint or the price of several pints. I do really appreciate it. These waves were recorded at Deal on the 13th of May 2021.